Let's talk cards. The New York Knicks are world champs, and Jalen Brunson is the latest finals MVP. What does that mean for his market? And then also on the other side of it, Wemby. Is it similar to Drake May? Both losing championships, both young stars in their respective leagues. I'm Zach Blackerby. He's Jamie Crossan, and we're talking cards today. The Jalen Brunson spike, obviously deserved, but I do think it's pretty interesting, Jamie, when you talk about several of the aspects that go into how we should view Jalen Brunson compared to other stars in this league.
I totally agree, Zach. As expected, you have a huge spike with Brunson, with a storied franchise of the New York Knicks, 53-year gap, leading his team. It wasn't that the Knicks were carrying him. He was the engine of the Knicks. I don't know if you watched a lot of the NBA Finals, but he was dynamic. And the question is Brunson the type of superstar, if you want to call him that, or star, that can elevate now after this performance? Certainly his legacy is completely set in New York. That guy will never have to buy a meal in New York City again.
Sure.
He is now an all-timer in the city of New York, which makes him an all-timer in the NBA. He could just have a career that falls apart completely and would still be beloved and renowned. The question that you just asked is important, because now what does that mean for the hobby? We've certainly seen instances where someone won a Super Bowl or someone won an MVP, and it didn't carry over into the hobby. Like, I'm thinking of Jalen Hurts, comes right to mind.
Yeah.
Won the Super Bowl. We really didn't see much of a spike in his market. And certainly afterwards, it just tapered off. So it makes you wonder what would happen with Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, impossible to fully predict, but I do think there are a few characteristics of his situation that could limit him. This isn't similar to Jalen Hurts, but like when you look at his rookie stuff, it's not in a Knicks uni. His rookie stuff is with the Dallas Mavericks. And so I do wonder what kind of impact that could have, because no one will ever remember Brunson as a Maverick. That's just not going to happen. You know, there's clips of him and Luka talking to each other, and it's like 20 years from now, people will think this is AI. You know, that both these
guys. Yeah, that's right.
Which is crazy. But I do think that matters when you think about, you know, the high-end cards, their rookie cards, the unit. Like, if I was a collector, and especially if I'm a Knicks fan, I don't want Brunson in a Mavs uni. I want him in a Knicks uni, which I think helps his, you know, more recent card market for sure. And his rookie stuff's going to go up, don't get me wrong. But when you think about the fan base that he plays for and these New York Knicks, I mean, there's a chance that New York Knicks fans choose to get into the hobby just to collect this team, because like this team's going to be, you know, historic in that great city for so long. So I do think that matters. And I love that you brought up the Jalen Hurts thing, but I want to go back to another NBA star that when you brought up that you wanted to talk about this today, where my mind instantly went to Giannis. And I think Giannis' stuff has a championship. But like his stuff's not like crazy up there when it comes to when you think about the greats right now. And like, he's not in the GOATs conversation, much like Brunson will not be until he has more to go. He's a champion, but not as far as like those elites when you talk about like what people will spend on in the hobby. And so I kind of wonder if he goes to that, but then like, pound for pound, like which one do you think is a better player and who's done more? Like, I still think that goes in the direction of Giannis. So I kind of think his market, once it levels out, will be a little bit below where Giannis is. That's my guess right now.
Well, yeah, it's a good guess. It's a good guess. I think the notable thing, I sent you this statistic for Brunson, his rookie card. He has a 2018, his base rookie PSA 9. On May 3rd, that card was selling for $17, $16. June 14th, just yesterday, post the championship, it's selling for $69. That's a 306% increase in 42 days. And so his story is really great. He's an undersized guard. He's second round pick, Villanova championship winner. Dallas lets him walk for nothing. I bet they're really regretting that decision right now. He rebuilds New York. He becomes a champion. He's the spearhead of the greatest turnaround, the greatest comeback in NBA Finals history.
Yeah.
I mean, his story is fascinating. And story sells in the hobby. And you couple that with New York, like we're talking about, New York Knicks. I mean, I think I'm with you. I don't know that Brunson is ever going to be viewed in the same lens as like a Wimby who lost, you know, or certainly like a LeBron, Jordan. Those guys are in another stratosphere, Steph. But I think that with Brunson, it certainly elevates his floor. It certainly takes him to another level. He's 29. He's not.
Of course. You know? Yeah. I mean, winning a championship is going to raise it. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Let's say, you know, all the cards are equal. You know, would you rather have a $1,000 card right now of Jalen Brunson or a $1,000 card of Giannis?
Giannis.
Would you rather a $1,000 card of a recent Jalen Brunson or a $1,000 card of rookie Mavs Jalen Brunson?
I think recent.
Which is unique, right? Mm-hmm. Would you rather have I think there's a lot of NBA guys that are just kind of like undervalued. Like I think Kevin Durant is undervalued.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a $1,000 card of Brunson or a $1,000 card of James Harden?
Oh, Brunson.
Easy. You're not hesitating at all.
No. I mean, Harden's viewed by and large in NBA circles as more, unless you're a diehard Houston or a diehard Oklahoma City or, you know,
He's Harden been all over the place. I don't know who really claims. Maybe it's the Thunder. Right. Yeah. I don't know. Which is part of the problem.
His kind of gimmicky drawing fouls, step back three. I mean, I don't know that his game.
Speaking of drawing fouls and gimmicky, $1,000 SGA or $1,000 Jalen Brunson?
Now that's interesting. I think at this point it would be SGA simply because of the.
So that team's so young.
He's a champion. He's a back-to-back MVP. He's seen at another. He's argued as one of the top five greatest players on earth. Right? I don't think that, but I can see the argument.
I mean, winning has to matter. But yeah, it's like it's just not as respected enough. $1,000. Mm-hmm. I think I know you'll say this. $1,000 Jalen Brunson. $1,000 Joker.
Oh, Joker, for sure.
Right.
Back-to-back MVPs and championship, yeah. And I think there's something to be said, too. Like, traditionally, we're trained to look at these guys as more of, you know, Steph's certainly an outlier, but we look at basketball players and we have an image in our mind of what that is. And I think that there is this sort of a subconscious inherent bias toward that's what a basketball player is. That's what a basketball player looks like. That's what you can build and win a championship or build a team to win a championship with. So that you lean more toward your Giannis's or your Jokic's, you know, those guys that are big and strong and they can do it all. Brunson and Shea, they're small. Well, Shea's 6'5". I mean, Shea's not like a small guard.
Right.
But you kind of tend to look at those guys, though you relate to them more. I mean, they're certainly closer to our height than stature. Then you know, certainly like a Giannis.
What about a guy who hasn't won a championship? $1,000 Jalen Brunson or $1,000 Ant?
I think it's Ant.
Me too.
It's Ant.
So like when you think about all this, like I do think a lot of times when I talk at card shows with these people, like, all right, what's the end user for some of these cards? Because a lot of stuff's just getting resurfaced back into repacks and it's just kind of, you know, going to the market or whatever. I do think Jalen Brunson has an end buyer, which is good and important when you talk about value. And a lot of these guys, like, I'm wondering what the end, I mean, especially guys who've been on a lot of teams, like not Ant, not Joker, but you know, I do think that's a part of this conversation. Jalen Brunson has a clear end buyer right now because of the brand of the New York Knicks, which I'm assuming there's been a lot of folks, I mean, obviously in New York City, but just nationally, who have cared about the Knicks. And now that they're actually good, is that going to become a more, even more passionate fan base? It's already been extremely passionate. Do they take that next step? My guess is yes, and rightfully so. Yeah. They've got a ton to be excited about. But then, like, when you look at who is on the other side of it, to transition to our next discussion, It's like $1,000 Jalen Brunson or $1,000 Wimpy. Like, we're not hesitating on that at all.
Not at all. Not at all. And, yeah, for Wimby, he had quite the interesting run. So his finals performance was it's hard to nitpick 26 points a game, 11 rebound average, 3 blocks. He had, by all measures, a defensive nightmare. I mean, a lot of those things don't show up in the stats when you're attacking – shot after shot, and people are afraid to drive the lane, and they're having to shoot quicker because you have a 10-foot wingspan. And yet we would look at that, the public, I don't know how Wimby, I think Wimby would probably, as competitive as he appears to be, would look at his finals performance and say that he was disappointed. And I think the public, as we know, the mass on Twitter and the talking heads, they're very quick to jump on and criticize this 22-year-old. He turned 22 the day he lost. Like the last game, he was 22 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, I thought it was 22. I didn't realize very fresh 22.
Yeah, just turned 22. So he loses to the Knicks in 5 games. Probably the best 5-game series we've ever seen in arguably the NBA finals. I mean, it was super competitive. The comeback Knicks, every game was a nail biter. It was, you couldn't ask if it were going to be like a 5-game series. You couldn't ask for a better series. Right. It was captivating. To bring a comparison, I didn't watch the Celtics and who did they play a couple years ago? The Celtics. I can't even tell you who they beat to win the chip. But whoever they want, I didn't watch any of that. That's my point. But I was tuning in. Was it? No. It was.
No, they're the same conference.
Yeah, same conference. Who did they beat?
Mavericks.
Yeah. They Luka and Kyrie.
That's right.
So I didn't even really watch it. I mean, I couldn't even tell you. But this was captivating. Every game. What do you think, Zach? As you think about Wimby, what we're seeing right now is almost kind of to be expected. I think that there is a contingent of the hobby. It's almost like a hive mind is the way that I see it. It's almost like this collective, like, it's not even that people, I think, are stopping and thinking for a minute and saying, okay, he was one of the youngest players with this level of success we've ever seen. He's an alien. He's 7'6". They say he's 7'4". This dude is 7'6". He is every bit of that. And he is a defensive nightmare. He's only going to get better. This is the worst, bar injury, this is the worst that Wimby's ever going to be. And that's a scary proposition. And so I think that there's almost this collective subconscious, we think everybody's going to unload, so we've got to unload. But I don't think there's a large contingent that are like, you know, let's stop and think a minute. This dude is awesome, and he just had an awesome year, and he just lost to red-hot Knicks that were playing out of their minds. Should his market be tanking? But it is. It is dropping significantly. So what's your take on Wimby right now? Like, as you're thinking about his market, what's your approach to the proposition of Victor Wembanyama in the hobby?
Yeah, I mean, as far as active players outside of LeBron and Steph, I don't know if there's another player I would want more right now. I think some of it depends on your goals and the timeline, right? Like, if you want to make money now between now and the National, I don't know if I'm buying Wimby. But as far as long-term hold, I don't know if there's anybody that I feel more comfortable holding at this point than Wimby. And look, him making it to the finals this year and losing in 5, like, I still feel like that's ahead of what we all expected. I mean, let's don't forget how bad the Spurs were before they picked him up, and they've added a few pieces, and you know, one of those pieces was supposed to be De'Aaron Fox and like was not good, especially in that last game. And so is Wimby the type of player where free agents say, you know what, I'm excited to go there? Or, you know, folks who, you know, have trade clauses in their contracts and they say, you know what, get me to San Antonio with Wimby. Like, is that a thing that could happen? And I think it is. I think it is, especially with him, you know, carrying San Antonio to the finals. So get him pieces, get him structure. He's proven that he can stay healthy. That was my biggest question is can he stay healthy with how thin he is, especially with how his it was his rookie year, right, where he got banged up and missed it. Yeah, so like you got to feel better about all of that. And if you've been stocking up on Wimby and you were waiting for him to win this championship, like you missed your window probably to dump all the stuff. So just hold it, keep it in a case. And I don't think it's a bad investment. I really don't.
No. And I, to your point, I am buying Wimby. I will buy all of your Wimbys right now. You want a fire sale? Here I am. You can reach me on Instagram, JATD147, or Let's Talk Cards. Zach and I can tug of war over those Wimby cards. I think when I look at his game, if I can talk about his game for a second, what I've noticed in the finals is that he really struggled with teams pushing him around. He had an over-reliance on jump shots because he's so thin. He's so slight. Yeah. He's 7'6", but I think he's going to have to learn to adjust to physical defenses. I think that's the formula right now. You know, he's a good jump shooter, but he's not a great jump shooter. Like Kristaps Porzingis is automatic when healthy. He's automatic at that mid-range just beyond the free throw line. He'll get there, and, I mean, he's just all day, all night. Wimby is not that yet. But this is a guy that's 22 years old, and I think the unfair criticism of him is people are tearing him apart because he's not arrived yet. He's 22. He's 22, and he's already a superstar. He's already the defensive player of the year, and if health stays even, if health is not a factor for him, and meaning that he stays healthy, he has a chance to be one of and arguably the greatest player of all time. So I'm with you, Zach. Like I think that it is a great time to buy. If people want to look, I bought at this last show, it was at Commerce. I bought a Wimby card. I bought it high and it's already below because of this panic. And I'm like, right, I am totally fine.
What'd you buy? What Wimby card
was it? I bought the base Prism PSA 10. It was like it had shot up to like $450, $430. Got it for less than that. But predictably, it started to tank below what I paid for it. And I'm like, I'm fine with keeping this, man. This is no problem. I'll put it in the case. And I anticipate that preseason hype, he'll kind of spike back up. And also, I can keep him. I can keep him.
Yeah. Yeah. One of our local card shops was closing down last year. And so they were like just kind of doing a fire sale and all their wax. And I bought like 20 mosaic blasters of Wimby rookie year for like $12 each. And I've just got them in a closet.
Yeah.
Like just Wimby rookie year. Like, why not? Why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Worst case, like you open him in a few years, like when he's back in the NBA final, that'd be super fun to chase.
I mean, do we really think that this guy's not going to win an NBA championship, barring health?
I mean, he got so close. Now, we've seen other people get close, and then they don't do it again, or we've seen people win it and they don't really get close again. So it's impossible to predict. But if I had to guess, does Wimby win a championship or not? I'm saying yes, he does.
I mean, barring health, again, that's the big question mark. That's the only question mark, I think, with Wimby. If this guy is able to stay healthy, and I think, you know, something else too, I got into this hobby. I am sitting here on this pod with you because of Victor Wembanyama, because there was a night, a fateful night, late at night when my wife is asleep next to me and I'm scrolling through eBay and I have the thought, wouldn't it be cool if we could go back in time and grab up a bunch of Jordan or LeBron rookies? And I was like, oh, Victor Wembanyama, and thus began my hobby journey. And I think a lot of people entered into the hobby for chasers, like for a generational talent like Wembanyama. So I do think that comparing him to Brunson, there's a certain nostalgic loyalty aspect to Wembanyama. When I think of Wemby, I'm not only just thinking of what a generational hope so he is, but I'm also I kind of pull for this guy because he's the reason I got in. He's the reason that I'm there. And I think that there are a lot of people like me out there, certainly more than like a Brunson or someone else, that makes it so that you want to see him succeed. And I think that affects his market.
Yeah.
I think all you have to do to weigh out the loyalty aspect and the hobby and otherwise is listen to a Jordan versus LeBron debate. I mean, there is so much loyalty. And when you have a guy that got you in, man, I mean, I think that carries some weight too. And I think that will dictate the market at some point as well. I think you saw some of that. I think that when he got to be the defensive player of the year, a lot of what was powering that engine was, yay, Wemby's back, man, let me. And then people want to see him succeed. People want to see his cards do well because they're thinking about 2024 when they were ripping packs and hoping for that Wemby.
Yeah. And just the nature of it, like the NBA is better when there's like a clear face, a clear, like it's that guy. So we'll whether it's Jordan, whether it's Kobe, whether it's LeBron, you know, who's Steph, who's the next guy? And we all wanted to be, we all wanted to be somebody.
I think it's Edwards. Wemby
and,
I think it's Edwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see who it is. As far as comparing the championship losers, Wemby versus Drake May, I think there's some similarities. Now, obviously, like just when it comes to pure ability, like Wemby, since he was probably 13 or 14, was labeled as this like can't miss superstar. Drake,
right,
high draft pick, obviously, by the Pats, and a lot of people thought he'd be good. He's exceeded expectations and got to a Super Bowl and is, you know, with what he was able to do his first year as a starter, which is awesome and super exciting. But I do think it's a similar boat. I can't answer this because I'm a massive Pats fan, but similar to this, like, do you think it's more likely or less likely that Drake May does or does not win a championship?
I think it's hard, man. It's two different sports. I mean, football is very different.
It is.
Free agency is very different. I mean, there's a really kind of a hard cap in the NBA, that second apron that really prevents. I mean, to that point, there's been now 8 different NBA champions over the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So their purpose in creating that second apron was for parity. And the NFL doesn't have that.
Correct.
And so it's easier, I think, in some respects, in some regards, to build an NFL championship team. But a lot of that's scheduling, a lot of that's health. Obviously, NFL, you're going to be hurt a lot more. You're going to have injuries. Your line goes down. You witnessed that in the Super Bowl. And I think that's kind of unfair for May. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, he was running for his life and he was facing an elite defense. I mean, we should have seen that. I mean, they couldn't block.
Yeah. But as far as impacting the hobby.
I mean, I think that I think Wemby's ceiling is going to be different. I think that even though May has the pedigree, he's not on the level with Wemby. I think the only thing that would set him on that level would be a Super Bowl win or an MVP.
Yeah, I mean, which he got second in both of those things.
Right. I mean, and if he wins that, then I think his floor rises. But outside of that, I don't see the same loyalty outside of Pats fans. I don't see the same – like Drake May didn't – there's probably not a lot of people that got into the hobby because of Drake May.
Sure.
And so – you know, I think that the people have fallen in love with his game, especially Pats fans, and in the hobby, as people saw his stock skyrocket and noticed their PSA 10, kind of like Brunson, you know, hey, this card I paid $50 for, and now it's 180.
Right.
So I love me some Drake May. You know, I think that there was that, but yeah, man, I don't see them as the same, but for that reason.
But as far as the parallel of conversation, you don't think the buying windows are similar. You don't think the risk to reward ratio is similar. You're not buying any of that.
No, I think that there are some similarities for sure. I do think there are similarities right now. I think that there is that initial panic that's happening that we're seeing right now that's very similar to May. But I think May's drop was more significant and has stayed more significantly down than Wimby's. I think that Wimby's fall will not be as low as May's.
I agree with that. I also think cost of entry impacts that a ton too. And like, I think we've seen that with Herbert's market, like all these people holding Herbert, they were in it for so high. And anytime Herbert gets any sort of momentum, it seems to like shoot up quicker because people are not willing to lose all that. So I do think cost of entry matters, and the cost of entry for Wimby was already pretty high. Who else? We kind of saw that with Zion too. It's like anytime there's like any preseason buzz for Zion, like it shoots up a little higher than it probably should be. But like the cost of entry was absurd a few years ago.
Yeah, so that's right.
I do think that matters too. I think you'll see it with Jaden Daniels as well. The cost for Jaden was insane. You know, got hurt last year, but as soon as there's any sort of momentum, it's going to shoot back up quickly because it's going to be people not as willing to, you know, lose their investment on that. So that's right. I do think that plays into it as well. So, cool. Jamie, how can people check out everything you've got going on?
Yeah, find me on Instagram. Zach and I both are at Let's Talk Cards Pod and JATD147 on Instagram. You can always find me on Facebook. I run sales every week, not this week, but every other week.
Yep. I'm at Z Blackerby everywhere. Come check us out. Please like the video. Please subscribe if you're tuned in to audio. Please subscribe and leave us a review. Help the show out a ton. We'll see you next time. This has been Let's Talk Cards.